wouldn't think so. I don't know. Maybe.
What about the large one?
I don't know. No.
Have you ever heard that people say pepperwood instead of woodpecker?
Yeah.
Who would say that, baby?
probably a kid, really.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people refer to it as pepperwoods?
Yeah.
What would that mean?
Somebody's jolly and always going on in a joking manner, loves to play tricks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is usually the way I've heard it from old people, you know.
You just call them a
peckerwood.
Mm-hmm.
That peckerwood did so and so, but, you know, like that.
Any other meanings that peckerwood has?
Well, I guess if a man was mad at another one, you know, and usually the word peckerwood is used by sort of religious folks around here, the most I've heard it from. I mean, they don't use any bad language, so I mean, sometimes instead of saying, well, that SOB did so and so, that peckerwood did so and so, you know.
Have you ever heard used just to refer to white people in general?
White people's the only one that I ever heard use it.
Mm-hmm. And a kind of black and white animal that has a real strong smell.
The what?
Kind of black and white animal that has a strong smell.
Black and white, oh, the skunk, I guess.
Okay. Any other name for him?
I don't know. Muskball or something like that, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What about, what general name would you have for the type of animal that comes and kills chickens?
A pest, varmint.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of a varmint as being?
Usually a wolf, a fox, a wild dog, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
And a kind of bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees.
The raccoon?
Or the bushy-tailed animal, get under the trees so you can see it even in the cities.
In the cities?
Yeah, just a small.
A bushy-tailed animal. Coons, I don't think I can think of really bushy-tailed right now.
Well, what if this is something that's real common? You would see it.
Squirrel, probably.
Okay. What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Here? Well, you got your red squirrel, your gray squirrel, black squirrel, and albino squirrel.
Albino squirrel?
Yeah, white.
Which is the largest of those squirrels?
Red squirrel.
And then there's?
Gray squirrel.
What about the black squirrel?
Actually, that's probably, about a third. And the albino is real rare. I wouldn't kill if you saw it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Usually pets.
What about something smaller than a squirrel? It's got those stripes down its back.
A chipmunk?
Mm-hmm. Do they have those around too?
I never saw one.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw one here.
Mm-hmm. Can they climb trees?
I imagine they could.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fish do people get around here?
Bass, trout, perch. Catfish.
What about from saltwater?
I don't saltwater fish. I don't really. You got your trout, the biggest thing I imagine, and your flounder and stuff like that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about something that they go out in these boats and they drag nets and get?
Shrimp, oysters.
Okay. Say if you wanted to buy some of those, you'd ask for a few pounds of.
Shrimp or oyster.
Okay. And something that people eat around here has got claws like
crab.
Or something in fresh water.